And them gully model biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them. No nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some. You are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, daddy got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Money, money, money. What's up, truth teller? We got a new show, Philly Shine Radio, to go off for the weekend. We just gave y'all a preview of some of the new tracks I got in this weekend. Tonight, ladies' night, new topic. Fun stuff to do. Looking forward to all the crazy events as usual. Y'all already know Diamond Spotlight. First Sunday, but this Sunday is going down 69th Street Lounge. It's going to be crazy. You coming, Truth Teller?
Nah. Can't make it. You know the kiddies. No babysitter. It sucks. Yo, but y'all, if y'all want to babysit my kiddies, you know, hit Honest up and let her know so I can get out the house.
Oh, shit.
I got a 2-year-old and a 7-month-old. Who want them?
No, man, you got to pay for babysitters. You already know. You got
to
pay
for
babysitters.
Come on, do it for the two teller sanity. I need to get out the house. I need to roll my tongue.
Do not be making no noises. Did you just growl before that? You said, I need to get out the house. Wait a minute, wait. I gotta give a happy birthday shout out to my BFF. I didn't even fucking call her back. I need to die. Or I'm about to call my BFF. Shout out to everybody listening and on the show live. You know what I mean? We definitely gonna get to the callers in a minute. Oh, Aisha. You haven't met her yet.
No, never.
So, Aisha McCord on Facebook. Today is her birthday, but tonight's topic, what's the best way to break up with a person? And have you ever dumped someone right after you had sex with them? Like, I'm trying to be newsy. You already know. This Thursday, I got BMG coming back for their official interview. I'm going to have some new music from my boy, Knowledge. I didn't get it loaded tonight, but I definitely got you, babe. We gonna show love and talk about this topic. You know, y'all know I got something to share with it, but we'll wait for later for that. I'm gonna take a caller from the 678 area code 754. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on? This your boy Jay from Jay Entertainment ATL calling out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Jay from Jay Entertainment, welcome to the show. Are you an artist or are you the sole proprietor of Jay?
Are you a producer? What do you do?
Well, I'm the CEO of Jay Entertainment ATL. We do marketing, advertising, promotion worldwide. And I want to give a big shout out to Escort DJ who referred me to you all.
Oh, well, yeah, definitely. X-Squad. You know, we love X Squad over here. Well, all we do is show off. We had the first get you to show off. So let everybody know where they can be able to find you on the internet or if you're giving out a phone number, contact, or whatever. And definitely shout out the mail. I got a new number, and it's ridiculous. I can't even talk to everybody. Jamel, I'm about to call you right now, honey.
Okay.
So Jay, you want to shout out your website, your Twitter, your Facebook, or whatever?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/. It will be the CEO dot the letter J dot ENT dot ATL. You can go to my website. It's www.theletterjentertainment, spelled all the way out, ATL.com. That's jentertainmentatl.com.
Okay. We'll definitely hook you up. But yeah, my name's Honest. That's my co-host, the Truth Teller. And tonight, you know, our topics get a little crazy. I would say tonight's is mild. It's a mild one. It's a mild one. But we're asking, what's the best way to dump a person? Or, like, and then we're also asking, have you ever dumped a person right after you had sex with them? Well, a girl, after a person. Have you ever broken up with a girl, like, right after sex?
I mean, I broke up, and the way I answer that question, because, you know, you got different kind of people out there. You got the Christian type of people, then you got the ghetto type, you got the you know, different types of people. So with that situation, that go all kind of ways with me. Me personally, just to go straight to the point, breaking up, it depends on that individual, the mindset of them. But if it just I wasn't interested in them, I learned that, you know, a lot of time us as guys, when we get with a female, that first 2 or 3 months, we learning about that female. What?
Hello?
Jay?
Wait, we lost Jay, but he'll probably call back. But definitely, Jamel, he was shouting you out. Welcome to the show. I got to give you my number. I'm texting you right now, honey. Hey, boo.
What's up?
Huh?
What's
chilling,
up?
Chilling on Philly Shine Radio with Truth Teller. You want to say hi to Jamel, Truth Teller?
Jamel!
No. Ain't nobody tell you to finger yourself. I said,
I am not. Hold on, wait, 1 second. I am not fingering myself.
Okay.
You said we was going to be good.
No, I mean, we can bust on each other like that, but just all that arguing and stuff, you know, it takes away. It takes away from the callers, and we scare people. We be scaring people. But the
we ought to be joking.
I know, but they don't know. They don't know. But, Demar, I just text you just my number so you'll be able to hit me up or whatever. How you been? I missed you.
How you all doing?
Huh?
What's good?
We good. Showing love, having fun. Usual stuff, you know what I mean? Usual stuff. Showing love. Tonight's topic is a little, you know, mild. I want to get into it. You know what I mean? I want to talk shit. I want to get some more callers. But
I'm not even finished eating these ribs on my plate, okay, y'all? So, you know, I'm going
to... I probably ended up warming them up and eating them at one when the show was done. But they were so good. I had to suck my fingers and get back to the phone.
Be honest.
I could cook. Yes, boo.
I'm getting the echo. So I'm redo this.
You want what?
I'm gonna do a redo. Just pick me up.
For what?
I'm getting the echo.
Oh, you can hear me echoing? Demel,
I hear myself echoing.
Oh, you hear yourself echoing.
I got my speakerphone on.
No, before you called in, I hear myself echoing.
Yeah,
I hear the echo.
You hear echo, Demel? I don't hear echo.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a redo.
Yeah, we cool. I don't hear echo, so we good. But, tonight's topic, you know, what's the best way to break up with a person? And have you ever dumped someone right after sex? You know, we talking that shit. You know what I mean? Oh, thank shout out to my boo, Miss Rose, Miss Sue. She's definitely looking official, like a rock star. You know what I mean? Oh, she just showed love and shared my video. You, rock star. She is a super rock star. But we want to ask the question tonight, Demel. What is the best way to break up with a person? What's the best way? What do you think is the best?
It ain't the best way. You hear me? Hello?
Hey, man, I was over at the girl house the other day. I ain't had no man.
All right, I'm back on the line. I got you back with me, Jay. Jay, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. One second, I got a little disconnect. Yeah, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm having all types of freaking... Yeah, I've got this Verizon phone. It's just not like AT&T at all. AT&T is the best. I'm sorry. I just recently
switch to a phone or whatever, and it's just like,
getting used to it. But you got disconnected, then I got disconnected, then the mouth got disconnected, the truth teller got disconnected. These phones, you pay so much for them, and then they just give you the ass to kiss or whatever, so to say. But you were in the middle of saying, what's the best way for you to break up with a girl, like, going into the topic for tonight?
Right, right. Yeah, what I was saying was it depends on the female, you know. Coming from a man point of view, we categorize females, you know. We got the ghetto, we got the good, or the wifey material, and then you got the one that's in between. You know, when it comes down to the one that's ghetto, I'm just being totally honest with you. If I was dealing with a ghetto female, I wouldn't tell her nothing. I think that's the best way, is just to up and leave and get ghost, and then you call her back, because, you know, if you do it right then, she want to fight and all of that, and that's just drama. So I just feel that you just up and leave and get ghost only because of her action. Now, when you got the one that's religious, the goody-goody girl, the one that walk in the club and it look like she don't fit in, that type of female. Now, somebody like that is unpredictable. When it comes down to how we
was going to say that.
When it comes down to ones like that, you know, it's kind of like you got to play your cards right with somebody like that. Because, see, you don't really know if she a freak out and is nut up. She's the type that is not ghetto, but it's like when she get mad, I learned with women, when they get mad, they do whatever comes to their mind. You know, it's like they don't be thinking, they lose it. The one that's the goodie, the wifey material, that's somebody that's kind of like, you know, if you could talk to and everything, you come to an agreement, you know. But still, you know, I know I'm talking all around the board. When it comes to a female, you can't never really say what is the best way, because it's like the only best way is when she don't want your butt. So when she don't want your butt, that's the best way, because if she walk away, you know it ain't no drama behind it unless it go call from the man. So that's how I look at a situation like that.
You know what? That is so true. And I like the way that you attack that from different perspectives, you know what I mean? I really feel the same way. And you know what's even crazier? You know, I think it's the same for guys. Like if you have that guy that's like super cocky and, you know what I mean, used to having, you know, his way and whoever he wanted, the truth teller definitely understand, like, feel me when I say this, but, you know what I mean, you have that guy that's just, like, so cocky. If you even try to touch his ego, like, he's going to spaz on you, you know what I mean? You might get choked up, like, you can't. When somebody got their ego, like, you can't mess with it. Just like he was saying, like, that the church girl, that religious girl, she's like, what? How come the church? I'm this, I'm that. You don't want to marry me? You know what I mean? It's like, snap out all crazy. You guys are crazy, too.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? The guys get crazy. Has a girl ever dumped you? I mean, nobody's perfect. I know I'm fine, but I'm always slick about it.
Yeah, I had that my share of that, you know, going through. I consider myself as a good man now, and being totally honest with you, because of those situations, you know, a lot of stuff I did back then, it wasn't real, and it was basically on what I wanted to do. And I tell a lot of women, and I counsel a lot of women now, when it comes down to these relationships, it got to be on both ends. It got to be that you want to do what's right. You got one coming from with men. It's so hard with men, and I'm not saying it's not possible. It just got to be in him that want to do right. It takes something. It's kind of like you got to go through something. It takes something to get you to that point where you wake up and say, I'm tired of playing. And with men, we visual. No matter if you're a preacher, no matter if you're a president, no matter who you are, every man is visual out there. No, when he look at a woman, when he first see a woman, the first thing go through his mind is sex. He's sizing her up to see if, you know, that's his type or how he looking at her. You got some guys don't know how to control that. That's why you see a lot of men walk around and they be having a hand between the legs or grabbing themselves and stuff like that. You know, it's different side effects for different guys. You got where I'm coming from? And that's what the number one problem is. Men, we are visual. I don't know why God made it that way, but it's something about a woman. It could be her thighs, it could be her butt, her breast. It could be whatever it is. It's something about that woman that's going to get his attention, and every man different. A lot of women ask me, well, how do we know what part of our body that turns our man on? That's
easy.
When you have sex and you intimate with him, whatever part of your body that he loves the most, whatever he pays a lot of attention to. And she was like, okay, okay. And I said, that's basically how it is. And the problem is, we got, and I hate to get off the subject, you got the reason why a lot of relationships don't work when it comes down to the men, and I'm fixing to get on the men now. A lot of the guys out here are boys because I tell a lot of women, a lot of times you never had a real man. You had a boy. And what the problem is, you got a lot of boys out here that try to play the role of a man. They do whatever they can. They try to live up to the standard of a man. But guess what? If it ain't in him, if he's not a real man, time will tell. That's why you end up with the liars, the cheaters, the people, that, the guys that try to use you and get over on you and have babies and don't have respect for you and put their hands on you. And that's what makes it hard. And we understand, because I had to talk to a lot of guys, the same way y'all say, I know I'm a good woman. It's a man out there saying the same thing. You got one coming wrong. But the thing about it is, men, we both go through the same situation. You got one coming from. So it makes it hard for us to just let our wall down. And that's when you always turn back to God. You got, and I tell people 24/7, God created everything and all things out here. So why go to friends and mama and dad for advice? Now check this out. God is the one that's going to give you the truth, the answer. You need to answer the truth. You got one coming from because, see, everybody is different. You can't go wrong if you go to God. But when you go to him, you got to be make sure you're ready. You working on yourself. You got one coming from? Because a lot of times your blessing will be right there in front of your face, but because of what you have went through. And that's why it's so important that if you had a bad apple and you kicked him to the curb, don't be disgruntled and mad, because guess what? As long as you got life in your body, you don't have to go back down that road no more. And a lot of times when you end up down those roads where you're confused and you feel lost and down and depressed and you don't understand, you need guidance, a lot of times when you allow someone to take your attention off of God, and when that happens is you end up down those roads where it ain't no love, it ain't no peace, no happiness, no trust, and all of this stuff that goes on. You got one coming up? And a lot of guys out here in this world, you know, I tell a lot of people the same way God comes in many forms, the devil comes in many forms. And a lot of times what guys like to do is, a lot of guys like to see hell in a woman. A lot of guys get off of having you just nut up and cuss and want to fight and just act crazy. A lot of guys
that
like that.
That is disgusting to me. On some real, I really find that disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, you know, those guys that want you to be a bitch and want you to be that. Like, oh, yeah, my girl, she cussed me the fuck. That is no way in hell to have a relationship. First of all, I can't even really be in a relationship if I got to be disrespectful to my man, you know what I mean? Like, and then, like, to a point where I can't control it. Like, everybody has a time when they'll say, you know what I mean, well, fuck you too, or whatever, like, or they feel some type of way. But to have that constant disrespect and it be, like, a description of who you're with or whatever, like, yeah, you both need to break the fuck up. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, everybody has their problems or whatever. But when you got to get into, you can't be around the other one without disrespecting them, it's done. Like, break up with yourself. Like, you really fucking shit up.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because
how can you find that person attractive to want to have sex with them or want to kiss them and hug them again, but y'all can't treat each other like you care about each other? Like, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Almost.
And see, that's what goes on out here. You got a lot of people, when you start off a relationship, and I tell a lot of people, when it comes down to these this dating game and the relationships and stuff. A lot of people don't even marriage, a lot of people don't even have the correct understanding of, you got me? A lot of people say, well, I don't want to be hurt and this and this and this. No, when you get married, you promise God. That's your daddy right there. And guess what? If that person get out of line, that mate, guess what? God going to put them in his place. Now, let me go back a little bit. A lot of people say, well, how you know when you find your mate? He'll just show up. When you ask God for, and I tell a lot of people, read James chapter 1, ask God for your mate. When he comes, he got to find you. Don't look for no man. Don't go out there trying to look, or don't try to figure it out. You got where I'm coming from, because that ain't what it says in the Bible. He got to find you. Now, the thing about it is, while you sitting there waiting on him, God is getting you ready for him. You got where I'm coming from? And mm-hmm. while he's taking his time to come to you, never get impatient. You notice they always say, hey, be patient. Just wait. Wait on the Lord. Because what God is doing is getting him ready for you. So when he come there, a lot of stuff going to take place. You're going to automatically feel it. You're going to know. You got where I'm coming from? He going to do things without you even having to ask. It ain't about no money. It's like how he treats you, how he respects you. A man, if a man truly in love with you, he going to look at you as a shiny diamond. He going to take care of you. You know, when I say take care, I'm meaning be respectable. He ain't going to try to curse around you, and he going to keep that burning. Like, you know how a lot of times we all went through this. You see somebody look so good, and you just want to have sex, and you go down that road, and then all of a sudden, after you get the sex, it's like it ain't there no more. That's what I'm talking about. That'll never, ever die. You got where I'm coming from? It'll always mm-hmm. be like it the first time. You just love that person. That's your best friend now. You got where I'm coming from? When you get married, that's mm-hmm. your best friend. That's who you need. No homegirl, no friend. All that need to just cut short. And that's your number one priority. Satisfy him, and he taking care of you. Satisfy, and you have friends. Keep women, I tell a lot of women, keep women out your business. Because y'all will be surprised at the friends. Sometimes your even your own mom and your auntie, a cousin will come back and tell her stuff on you and try to holler at her. It's a lot of stuff. But if he a real man, he'll come and let you know, and he'll nip it in the bud. You got where I'm coming from? Now, if he sit there and don't take up for you or defend you or you know, you feel it as you want, that's number one thing. Because, see, when it comes to love, you got to be consistent. You can't just turn love on and turn it off, because if you could do it like that, it wasn't real in the first place. So I tell a lot of women, you know, just be careful with a lot of these guys out here, because a lot of them are all about control. That lets you know what you got. It's all about control. So when it gets to that control part, a lot of guys like to, you know, you do this or you need to do this, or they belittle you. Or a lot of guys get off on trying to put you in a situation where you don't have. You know, you need them. And a lot of them like that, to put you in a situation where you need them. And if you ever get in a situation where you feel that you need them, he got you where you want, where he wants you. Because now he's going to use it to his advantage. You know, when it comes to money, when it comes down to him taking care of you, that's mm-hmm. a tricky situation. Because if you allow true. Him to do all of that, you allow him to do all of that, and then you just get complacent, and you start letting yourself go. You catering to everything he got going on. He studying, moving up while you study, sitting still. He going to school. He doing his thing. He getting his car. You still just sitting there. And then when he get on that mountaintop, where he think he at, that's when he kick you to the curb or he start dogging you out. That's why a lot of women take so much mess from him, because they feel that they need him. You got where I'm coming from? Or they feel mm-hmm. that, oh, mm-hmm. just because I got a child, he the father and this and this and this, we got something there. No. No.
No.
Love don't go through all of that if it's real.
It definitely
I'm just being
don't.
Totally honest.
But no, that's definitely true. That's like true as hell. Because at the end of the day, love is just its definition. It's not all that extra slang. It's not all extra, you know what I mean, made up feelings and whatnot. Like I
right.
really don't, respect, you know what I mean, the type of emotions from another person. I really don't. I really can't see it as, oh,
And that's been for you to even say that, that's been reasons why I've backed of relationships. And you know, sometimes you have relationships where you have to be like, I'm just gonna just end it, like you said, just walk away, or I'm gonna tell you what's wrong, even though you don't want to hear it, or whatever, even though you don't want to hear it, I'm gonna just tell you what's going on, so at least you know. But then when you don't hear from me no more, you can't say you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, why waste your time? Like, why waste your time with a person? Like, it really don't make any sense. Or whatever.
You're right.
It really don't.
It's not good because each, and I tell a lot of females, you got your own purpose in life or what God wants you to do. Don't get caught up in no man and catering to him, and you find yourself 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and you by yourself, and then you about to die, and you never ever will happen. You got where I'm coming from? Because
mm-hmm.
you don't need to make him happy. You need to make sure you happy. And that's the key, what I tell a lot of women. Make sure you straight, you good. Because when he come, he going to be ready. You know, God going to have him ready. And he going to love God. And I tell a lot of women, if he's a good man, one, he going to love God and he going to talk about God. And he going to do. He going to live the way he talk. Now, don't get me wrong. We ain't perfect. Nobody
no.
perfect. Even me, you know, I talk about God every day. But the thing about it is, it's so much temptation out there. But if you love God and you really want to do what's right, you'll do it. That's why when it comes down to dating, you know, I feel that dating and relationship is the first step or the first process in the finding your soulmate. You got where I'm coming from? What I mean
mm-hmm.
finding, meaning you take that serious. A lot of people date 2, 3, 4, and 5 people at the same time. You know, I feel that that's your chance of getting to know who you being involved with. You getting to see how they operate, what they like. You finding out about that person. If you dating 2, 3, 4, you ain't even taking it serious, how you expect to find your husband? You got one coming from? You ain't going to be able to see it because God ain't going to let. Think about it now. God love everybody. The same way you ask God, you know, I want you to send me my husband, my good man or whatever. He doing the same thing. God, I want you to send me. And I tell a lot of men, quit going out here looking. And this go for women too. You never go off your mind and your heart first. Because a lot of time that could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's
That's
so
true.
Important to ask God in everything. Ask God and then tell God to lead your heart. Lead your mind. Because guess what? If you go to him first, he ain't going to let you go wrong. He going to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when you, not you, but a lot of people, when they dating 2, 3, 4, 5 people at the same time, God ain't finna let his child walk into that mess. That mess. You got one coming from? So that means you're not ready.
So
it's going for
so
woman
you,
or
minute.
Man.
So, yeah, so even so, like, if a person is, like, say if a person can't really break up with a person, you know what I mean? Because there's some people that's out there that's like that, and they want to keep everybody happy, and they actually do. Like, what could you,
what advice could you give for that person? Because, like, I really feel like if everybody is happy, like, say you're not so much committed to one person or whatever, or even if you are committed to another person, don't nobody know about each other. You're, you know what I mean, not so much getting away with it, but everybody's happy for now, like you're in a for now type of situation. Like, certain people are just like, and you could call them pro lovers, you could call them players, you could call them, you know what I mean, what you like. But at the end of the day, they're not trying to hurt anybody. And then say if one person slacks off, then it's the person that you cut off the list. And then you still got whoever else you list. You know, men do it all the time. Women do it rarely.
Okay. Well, I tell you one, when it comes down to, I'm going to just say a woman in a domestic situation. She in a situation where she fear him. She's scared that he's going to, he, you know, a lot of guys will try you. I kill you if you leave, or I do this, or I, you know. And if you ever get a guy that comes out and tell you that, 9 times out of 10, he's trying to put fear in you. Because when you
mm-hmm.
want to do something or whatever, and you're just straight crazy, you ain't going to let no, you ain't even going to know you crazy yourself. You got where I'm coming from? So So a lot of times when they come off and say those things, they're trying to put fear in the woman. And what I would tell any woman that's in a situation where if she married, if she ain't got no money or nothing like that, what she need to do is play his game. You got where I'm coming from? Don't go to your mama or your daddy, because that's to set him off quick. Because if he ain't got no respect for you, he ain't got no respect for your family.
So, nine times out of ten,
he probably already don't like your family anyway. You know, it's somebody in there that, you know how that goes. So what I'm saying is, this is what you do. Try to cater to him. And the reason why I say this now, because there's so many women end up dead when it comes to domestic violence. Cater to him. Just tell him I love you. Even though he makes you sick, you disgusted, you're just keeping your mind that you don't have to live like this the rest of your life. Now, this is what you do. Go ahead and you start looking for you a place to go. You start saving your money or whatever it is. Now, if he's beating you, I'm telling you straight up, the first opportunity you need to do when you get to a car or whatever, you need to go straight to the police department.
But you know what? One thing, and I've learned, and I'm going to get to you other callers. One thing I've learned, it is so simple to tell a girl who's in, like, a domestic violence situation, just get out. But once a woman is in that situation, I don't know if you have any girlfriends, but I've had, you know what I mean, my mother was abused. I've had certain family members that was abused by a man, and certain girlfriends who were abused by a man. That once you let it go on, like that first, second time, I think a mental illness starts to trigger in a person's brain. Like they're literally sick. You know what I mean? For being with that person, because it's not always just that the abusive person's fault, because, you know, one thing, like, once you let that happen to you and you don't take one of your exits, you know what I mean? Because to be honest with you, every man that I've ever learned that was abusive or who's ever done anything abusive to my friends or whatever, the very second he's checked by a higher power, rolled on, or, you know what I mean, like, really, really told, pussy, I wish you fucking would keep hitting my fucking friend. You know what I mean? They turn into a kitty cat. Like, they can't even, you know what I mean, take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that person's weak anyway. You can't give in to a weak person. That puts in some type of mental illness, and it's really hard to get away once you start becoming sick. You know what I mean? I remember I had one coworker. It was just ridiculous. Like, this man was just evil. Like, I think she was on donut duty one day because we would all buy donuts, and he just threw all her donuts out the car, called her a slut, and she was just, like, just the most, like, I think he was her first or second or something. I think he might even been her first she's ever been with, and he was just so disrespectful to her, and we used to just look at her every day like, sweetie, you're at work with a black eye. She was Caucasian, too, so it made it worse. I'm like, you're at work with a black eye, and you really, really still going back to this guy. Like, it was crazy, and it took for him to put her son in danger not once, but, like, 3-4 times until she left him. So, you know, sometimes people can't even break up and blatantly, obviously, bullshit situations, you know what I mean? But one second, Jay, I'm going to take another caller, you know what I mean? Got me, I'm ready to fucking go ham. Y'all know Eve did that song, Love is Blind. Philly women been on some shit since. Yeah. Like, you're not going to hit my girlfriend, not without a fight. But not Erico, 937-825. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, Honest? This your man, DJ Prophet, checking in from that squad, DJs.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Prophet. Definitely good to hear your voice. I'm good. I'm chilling, sitting here vibing with Jay, you know what I mean? Very eloquent speaker. I don't even think we've had the name, had God spoken of so many times on Philly Shine Radio. I feel like this is a different show, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not so fun, all due respect.
Hmm?
They kind of caught me by surprise when I called in because it was a totally different vibe on the show. So, you know what I mean? I was sitting here with some friends of mine that I teamed up with from KB Enterprises, KB Headquarters, excuse me, KB Headquarters here in downtown Dayton, Ohio, at 24 North Jefferson Street. You know, we're really doing some positive things. And it was just so coincidental that y'all was talking on the same thing that we always constantly talking about, you know what I mean? And basically that's God, you know, and basically, you know what I'm saying, keeping God first. But y'all were talking more so on the aspect of relationship-wise. And,
seriously, tonight's topic is actually breakups. But he got on the point of, you know what I mean, talking about the Most High, because at the end of the day, if you're not treating a person like you were created beautifully, you know what I'm saying? Like you are just as privileged and just as privileged as I am, you know what I mean? Like with that respect, that's what we're talking about, like treating a person with that respect. And certain times, if you can't get on that respect, you got to find a good way to break up with them, like, and keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't really got time for that. I see you now, babe. I'm about to get to you. But, Prophet, before you go in and say anything else, you got to show off. You know how this on Philly Shine Radio. Tell everybody where you're calling from, how they can get in touch with you on Facebook, Twitter, such.
Okay. I'm in Dayton, Ohio at 24 North Jefferson Street.
I'm not coming to your house.
this is the place of business. This is what the lab is set up. You know, it's a multimedia company here that I've teamed up with. And we're basically trying to do big things. You know, we're in downtown Dayton. We're trying to team up with the city officials here to really start some positive things, you know, and really get the ball rolling in some positive areas. I'm sitting here with my man right now. His name is Keys, and his partner, his name is Benz, and that's how they came up with the number with the name of KB Headquarters. So, you know, we're still here sitting at the round table with our heads together trying to put, you know, together some positive maneuvers to really make some things happen.
For those of us that's not in the Ohio area, we wanted to get some, you know what I mean, some things sent to us on email, use the Gmail, PayPal. Shout out your email, your Twitter, your number, a way to contact you.
Sure. My phone number is area code 937-825-5433. My email is djprophet@gmail.com. That's djprophit@gmail.com. I could also be reached on Twitter at djprophet@twitter.com, which is the same spelling. Also, myspace.com is official, djprophet. On the music side, you know, just really trying to keep it moving, for real, you know, moving in a positive direction. My studio and everything is set up here. Like I said, you know, we're doing the full-fledged marketing, you know, distribution, video room, video editing, video animation. You know what I mean? Then, you know, laying down the vocals behind it. You know, also have the photo shoots and everything like that going on. So we are looking for models presently. So, you know, it's just a lot of things going on. A lot of things
that's
going on.
Well, you know, we got our Karma Desire on top of that. All crazy. Showing love to X Squad DJs. Definitely thanks for calling in and showing love with us tonight, DJ Prophet. We sitting here chilling, you know what I mean? I really like the vibe of the show. You know what I mean? Everybody be talking about breakups, though. I need to ask you the topic question. Knowledge, I'm opening you up, Knowledge, since you let you know I got you on the line. What's up, Knowledge? Welcome back.
What's going on?
We chilling. Talking to DJ Prophet out of Dayton, Ohio. Got Jay on the line from ATL. No, you are in ATL, yeah. He's in ATL. That's 678. That's ATL. And, of course, CEO DeMel, Truth Teller in the building. And knsradio.com, check out the shows. Check out the shows. It's some unity, crazy unity. But DJ Prophet, what is the best way to break up with a person? And have you ever broke up with a person, like, right after sex? Like, that's the topic for tonight.
Well, really the best way to break up with a person is really the most difficult thing to do. And, you know, really, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, it's a choice in your heart and in your mind. And once you get to that level or that degree to where, you know what I'm saying, you can no longer tolerate the things that they're putting you through, then, you know, eventually at that point, that's where you have to draw the line. And, no, I've never had sex with somebody and then broke up with them. You know what I'm saying? That would be, like, kind of cruel just to go on and test the ass, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be cruel. I've actually did that before. Like, it was because, like, one of the moments where I'm moving too fast, you know what I mean? Moving too fast with a dude. And then I just get turned off, like, you know what I mean? I blamed him, you know. I guess it was kind of cool. I know I was moving fast with him, you know what I mean? But then I was just like, I'm cool. He was like, you want to go out tonight? I'm like, no, I don't even want to be around you no more. I can't do it. And he's like, why? I'm like, because we just moved too fast. I feel like we fucked it up.
Yeah.
I swear to God, like the most immature thing I don't know.
Yeah.
Early 20s or before 20s or something. Just on a tip like, I'm cool.
I'm good.
I don't want you. I feel like we moved too fast. This is it. And he's like, we can't just one more time. And I'm like, no. No, I'm sorry. It's over. It's just done. I'm done. I guess there's nothing I can do. You know what I mean? And then I still got the same number. But what I don't understand, when a person breaks up with you or a person stops calling you, why do you keep calling the person? Like, what does that mean? Like, I don't really get it.
If the person keeps answering, there's hope. Well, in your mind anyway. It may not be, but it's like there's an open doorway.
No, what if the person is not answering the phone, you know what I mean? Or even if they answer, you give them two words or like, oh, God, I remember one time I answered the phone by accident when he called. You know what I'm saying? Because like, he would call back to back. You know, you were trying to make other calls, text and shit, then the phone. You're like, oh, shit, I didn't mean to do that. Now I hang up. Like, I'm real. I'll be like, fuck, I didn't mean to do that. And then that's all the explanation you're going to get from me. You know what I mean? Like, why would a person keep hope alive like that? Like,
I call it. You got to understand with men, we look at women, and sometimes it's wrong, but women are a more caring breed. So if you answer that phone, whether it's accidental or not, we're not knowing it's an accident. So we're looking at it as, oh, she still cares. I can get her back. That's how men look at it. It might be wrong.
And men are so damn cocky. They're like, oh, I could still keep calling. I think that's what it be sometimes, too, because nowadays, you know what I mean, like with certain guys who I've told no, you know what I mean, to even pursuing anything, you know what I mean, he'll still ask, like a guy still asks, like, how do you really, I think that should be a topic for Thursday, how the fuck do you really tell a person you have no chance in hell of having anything from me, kiss, hug, give me a chewy, me giving you a chewy, you eat my ass, you suck on my toes. It's like no way in hell nothing's going down. Like, I think that'll be for Thursday's show. But, Knowledge, you definitely got to shout out your Twitter, your way to contact you, because I know you're releasing a new mixtape this Friday.
Don't do it. Do not put the date out.
Oh, okay. When is the name of it? What can we expect from you? Tell me something. You know how I am.
Emergency in Philly Volume 3. It was supposed to come out this Friday, but complications arose where it has to be pushed back. I hate pushing stuff back, but it is what it is. Business is business. But as far as what you should expect from it, expect what you haven't heard yet. Whatever your favorite artist has put out in mixtape form, expect something along those lines, probably better.
Wow. JNT. That's something to look forward to, huh? Something you never heard before. I see you still listening in with us.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay. I'm about to say, hold up. About to press a button in your ear. Beep, beep, beep. I'm going to get to, we'll get to some more callers, but I got to ask you the topic question knowledge. I got to ask. So, in the case of breaking up with a girl, what is the best way for you to do it?
I'm going to be honest with you, there is no best way to do it. I've never done it. I've never allowed.
You've never broke up with a girl?
Nope. In the past, if I felt like I was done with somebody, I would get on their nerves if they broke up with me.
That sounds like the punk way out.
That is not
the punk
way
out. You know what it is? It could be the punk way out, but at the same time, it's guess who's sparing the other person's feelings? I got to be the one that has to live on my conscience. Oh, I hurt that person's feelings.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've been a whole punk, you know what I mean? I've been a whole punk. You call it the punk way out, call me a punk, because that's what I do normally.
I'm
a punk. I'm going to tell you, because I will never forget. And then, like, me and the bull, we still cool to this day, you know what I mean? If the, everything went down. But I guess, yeah, I was 18, you know, I was 18 before I got married or whatever. I was 18, and I was actually seeing two guys at once. So I got two, and then it just became too much, you know what I mean? Like, I really couldn't deal with juggling. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, it was just too much. So what I did was... And this has got to be the biggest poke-ass shit ever. Like, it was no way to irritate this guy. Like, not answering his calls didn't work. You know, he would just bring me flowers or give me money, buy me stuff, want to take me shopping. Like, he got sick. Like, but I just couldn't. I had to give up one of them. You know what I mean? So the one I was giving up on, one day I just was like, I called him. And I was like, yeah, I was just in the doctors all day long. Like, I was like, they don't know. I got this bump, like, and I drew on my face and, like, made it look like I had this, like, red mark, like, in, like, my cheek where I smiled at or whatever. So, and then I was just like, I just need to come talk to you because they told me that I should talk to you, too, and shit, right? So I just went to his house, and I was dressed real cute, you know what I mean? This is back before you need licenses because I never get a license. I used to drive or whatever. So I came up to his house, and and I'm just scratching my face, right? So he's just like, well, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. Look. And, like, look at it. I don't even know what it is. They're testing me now or whatever. He didn't want to touch me. He didn't want to touch me or anything. And he just stopped He actually just stopped calling me. And after, like 2 months, I think, went by, and I had to just call him just like, you a whole nut, like you didn't even call me. And he was just like, I didn't know what to think. You scared me and shit, right? And I was like, oh, it's cool. And then I really just told him, like, because it was eating my conscience up. I was just like, no, I just had to do that because I was still seeing my boyfriend or whatever. We're still together. Sorry or whatever. Sorry it didn't work out. But you know what I mean? It was cool, but I really felt like he was on some bitch-ass shit, too, because shit, all I probably needed was some ointment, you know. You could still be with a person. Would you be with a person if they just only need an ointment, truth-teller? Like, you a ride or die. Like, would you dump a person if they said they got to get tests done?
It's according to, okay, get tests done, okay. It's according to how they got with the shot.
The person got a whole rash thing on their face.
Yeah,
do you ride or do you keep it moving?
A rash. It's according to how they got the rash and what type of rash it is.
No, they don't know what the rash is. They said they was in the doctors all day. They was in the doctors all day trying to figure out.
Because it could be a rash for them fucking around with a dirty-ass bitch and eating them out and that rash got on their face. Or it could just be a rash where they rubbed up against something and got it.
Oh, see, that's a good explanation. See, it could have been you rubbed up against something that you was allergic to. Is you riding for a rash? Knowledge.
You can't touch me until that rash get fucking.
Nah, I need to know. I need results.
You need results.
Exactly.
So you'll stick around for the results. You're not just going to bail on the person.
Nah,
when
nah.
it comes to...
Now, if you come up with me when the results is like,
STD positive, bitch, you got to go.
But see, what about you, Jay? Do you ride till the results come or you just run? You dash on a rash?
I like that one.
Well, you know, I'm being totally honest. You know, if I went down the old road when I used to do it, I wasn't even thinking. And, you know, back then it was like whatever I could get, you know, if that's what I wore, I did it. And but I never ever, and I will say this, I was always clean. They used to call me nice and nasty. I'm real picky. So when it comes down to a woman, I don't do all of that, oh, with the lights off. I got to see what I'm going up in, you know, and I'm just keeping it real. You know, if it don't look right, if it don't
as
smell right or whatever it is, you know.
Hey.
Well, you know, but now, oh yeah, definitely now. Oh no, we got to make sure you good, because when I looked at the statistics, they said it's like 8 out of 10 have been infected with an STD. Out of women, they said out of 3 out of 5 women have had an STD, and it go for men too. And you know STD go all over the board. AIDS, everything
mm-hmm.
is considered as an STD.
Yeah.
Herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea. And they got some disease you ain't never heard of. And some of them I can't even pronounce. So I'm like,
chlamydia, right. I appreciate that, but that just shows that you ain't around it. I really feel like I learned about chlamydia through my friends having it. And that's some real bullshit.
But you know what's really crazy too, right? Is you can get some of them STDs from a fucking toilet seat.
What? Which ones?
Like trichomonas.
I'm about to Google it.
You get from wearing other people's clothes.
Huh? I don't wear other people's clothes, but I sit on toilets. You know what I mean? People share. So I'm about to go right to Google. What diseases can you get?
Let me tell you something. You know the little plastic chairs? Yeah, when you sit down and people be sweating in it, diseases are transferred through moisture. And a lot of time when you come and sit there and it's moist, you can get an STD like it ain't nothing, especially when it comes to herpes. Herpes, all your fluid got to do is touch they fluid, and you got it.
Ew.
I don't drink behind nobody, don't pass no blood, none of that mess, because a lot of people get crazy. All that drinking in the club, that, to be honest with you, I think that's how a lot of guys, when it comes down to this gay stuff and a lot of stuff out here with these guys, these thugs, but they be really gay, a lot of brothers on the down low, when they get in there and they drinking, I've been in the club with a lot of them. And they be in the club, and I'm going to tell you what they do. When they go to popping all these pills and that alcohol and all that crazy stuff, and they round each other, them guys be messing with each other because they take the
mm-hmm.
mind. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff that goes on, you know. And I'm like, nah, I see the real reason. Some of them pills mm-hmm. make you do a lot of things. Y'all know what time it is with X and all that mess.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but look, check it out also, right, and what I found out, and I didn't know, you know, if you have like a cold sore or like a fever blister.
Yeah, it's herpes.
That's herpes, but it's not the
herpes.
Herpes.
Yes, it's a form of herpes.
Measles, all that.
Yeah.
Say that again?
Yeah, yeah, chicken pox, measles, yeah, I knew that. But I didn't know that you could sit on a toilet. Man, Google is not even helpful anymore. Like, everybody is on Google. I'm about to go to Bing. This is not even helping me. But, yeah,
I'm about to go to Google with you.
Nah, go to Bing. Ain't nothing on Google.
I'm about to put, can you get trick from sitting on the toilet seat? I'm about to put it straight in.
I don't even think it'll work. Like, Google is flawed. But I want to get into some music, you know what I mean? I can't believe sometimes we do just talk. So I'm going to answer some more callers. As a matter of fact, I want to show some love to my boy Looney Tunes, and I want to play the drum from Knowledge, Cool and Mellow. I like that. Like, you didn't do Black and Yellow, Cool and Mellow. And I didn't get that new music uploaded. You just sent it to me. Or whatever, but I got you for Thursday. Remember, guys, Thursday's topic
You know what I mean? Dang, I forgot it. I'm a rewind the show. What did I say Thursday's topic is going to be truth telling?
I don't know.
Oh, I should have wrote that down. I'm going to go back. It was something. I'm going to remember.
I don't know.
I'm a remember. I'm going to remember after this music.
Wait, I got
to see you in the room. Right? But I know that, you know, just talking about, you know what I mean, getting STDs and stuff like that, I got to go into a Looney Tune, my girl Coco Brown song, Bought It.
Bought It. Shit.
You know what I mean?
I was over the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madams. You know what I did? Bought It shit.
Alone, wolf looking for a light snack. I tell them fall back. stress, I can handle this. And then I shrug it off, me stress don't exist. I was born with a fuck it all attitude. I, you're myself, nosebleed be the altitude. Some people call it rude, I call it nonchalant. Believe I'm misled, think what the fuck you want. I just keep doing me, that's all a nigga know. Cool and mellow to that tag sitting on my toe. Yeah, you know what it is. Little nigga on the grind, yeah, he handled it. Yeah, it's a damn shame. No matter what them haters say, y'all remain the same. Always on my chill, give a damn how you feel. Cause I'm cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow. Stay on the grind, ain't no stress up on my mind. Cause I'm cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow. I try to give a damn, I used to give a fuck. No one else was trying, so I just gave it up. Threw all emotion to the back burner, moved on. I learned to keep it in, somehow it made me strong. Somehow it kept me cool, somehow I balanced out. Concern it disappeared, I took the calm route. Got taught what life's about, and heard the strong survive. But learned to mellow people, they tend to stay alive. Yeah, you know what it is. Little nigga on the grind, yeah, he handled it. Yeah. I just relax while you let them haters bother you. I make tracks rock out and just focus, dude. You straight bitch, let emotions take control of you. Well, me, I just recline and I clear out my mind and back. Cause I ain't worried, cause comp, I'm never fine. So I don't have a care, I just throw it in the bag. Keep it moving, steady cruising on my cool and mellow swag. Yeah, you know what it is. Cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow. Cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow. Always on my chill, give a damn how you feel. Cause I'm cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow. Stay on the grind, ain't no stress up on my mind. Cause I'm cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow, cool and mellow. Yeah, you know what it is. Little nigga on the grind, yeah, he handled it. Yeah, it's a damn.
Well, yeah. Alright.
Huh?
My game.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey.
My gang.
If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. BMG, my gang, nigga. My swag on straight cocaine, nigga. Black can't get your cat wide. Dirty boy just made it rain, nigga. Floating on bananas. Rah, rah, rah. I go insane, nigga. Cat Wayne. Hit anybody track. Dirty man. Hit it with that train, nigga. I'm on that Superman. Plus your boy load out. I got them hoes. You got them hoes. Now bring them hoes out. We riding Chevy. Candy paint. Now with them foes out. I talk real slick. Your bitch amazed. Now what you know about that BMG. Something on T. Pockets so heavy. No one's on me. Fool on the trip. Lock nine with the beam. Cook his ass right like trip. I seen. I mean. Ha, ha. I'm on that trip tonight. Hold that show red thong. She on my dick tonight. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, this is my
right here, my gang, nigga. Every sister, all I did was check that cage, nigga. Get money, fuck these bitches. I never was no lame, nigga. Got booked and came home again. Never, ever will I change, nigga. I bang, nigga. Falling on the highway on these lame niggas. BMG, fly, get it poppin'. You know we bang, niggas. Hang, niggas. Throw it to the beat. Everybody know that I throw it to the beat. Every time I go in, I bullshit the beat. Everybody know that I'm all with a speak. On these streets, cop that key. Flip that shit in about a week. Cop that seven, pay that tray. I'm in the trap like every day. BMG, that be my gang. Yeah, BMG, that be my gang. BMG, that be my gang. Yeah, LEZ, that be my name. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. This is my gang, nigga. If you didn't know, no, this is my gang, nigga.
Nope, it is my gang, nigga.
Definitely, shout out to everybody who joined in on the show tonight. I really like tonight's topic. I feel like ending the show so I can figure out what's Thursday's topic. I forget what it was. I said something about something.
Honest.
I forgot.
Honest,
yeah, my memory's not my strong suit.
Yes, 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 truth teller, lovey dove.
I got to read you something. This is what I found. It says trichomoniasis is the most common sexually transmitted infection in sexually active young women. It is caused by a parasite named Trichomonas.
No, listen.
Wait.
Now, this gets fast forward to the part about
And it is
keep catching from sitting on the toilet.
Course,
I don't need all that.
Or through vulva to vulva, the genital area outside the vagina, contact with an infected partner. Although rare, you can get trichomoniasis without having sex from damp towels, wet clothing, or a toilet seat.
I'm not using nobody's damn towel, so fuck off. Cause all right, weird. Instantly dump a person to try to give you a damp towel to use. Like, what the hell? Trying to give me some shit. I just use the towel with
wet
your dirty
clothing. Wet clothing.
Like, I'm not wearing nobody's wet clothes either.
Like, you ain't got to wear nobody's wet clothes. Like, if somebody got
what
wet clothes.
Touch it with the hands, then touch your coochie. You get it?
Like, don't go swimming.
I'm ignorant.
Like, don't go swimming and rub up on nobody.
But swimming, it kills. Like, I'm sorry, but there's no way in hell you could catch anything in the swimming pool or jacuzzi because the chemicals kill everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's no way in hell nothing's living, you know what I mean, through being in the jacuzzi. I know that for a fact, you know what I mean, because it's hot and plus the chemicals, you know what I mean? Whatever surviving jacuzzi water is going to just bite you or whatever, just eat you right alive. Like, you'll get eaten alive. If a germ can survive jacuzzi water boiling, and that's a bad-ass germ, you know what I mean, a bad-ass virus infection, whatever you want to call it. But you're not catching nothing at a pool because that's bleach. Like, if people threw bleach or AIDS, it would die. Like, AIDS can't even survive bleach. So, you know what I mean, if you could shoot a person up with bleach and kill AIDS, but you really can't, you know what I mean, that shit's too
strong.
Take a shot of bleach and AIDS gone.
Like, nigga. Oh, die.
Well, yeah, like, we would love to cure AIDS, but I know for a fact ain't too much of nothing really surviving no bleach and no jacuzzi water. Like, maybe like you said, like, somebody sweating, you know, at the gym, and they, like, sweating, and they pussy sweating or whatever, and then that's just nothing else but
body fluids. That's totally creeping me out.
I had
but,
to look that up. I searched hard for that one.
Yeah, I'm sure, because Google be having like a 1,059,000 results.
Let me tell you how I know. Because okay, I'm going to tell you right. Which 12-year-olds, you know, have trichomonas?
Who got a trichomonas? All right, that is Beyond Felicia on radio. We do not talk about juniors. We'll talk about that later, bro. I'll talk about that later. But I was getting ready to close out the show, actually, because I got to remember what we're going to do Thursday night. And plus, I got to.
Bless
me. Yeah, I know, right? Big sneeze. I can't stand when the seasons change. My allergies just get up in the bench or whatever. But I definitely want to thank everybody who called. I'm going to remember what the topic was for Thursday once I listen back to the show. And I could definitely check out the show if I listen to my boy's website, knsradio.com. Definitely be able to check out what's going on over there. But then next Tuesday, I'm going to finally get a chance to show off my homie, Shake. I'm going to check out his track, The Life, and then we're going to close out the show the way we entered it. And peace to you, Miss True Teller. We're going to figure this joint out. Show off Thursday.
Yeah. Pain and suffering. Y'all know what that is? I do. Listen. Take this shit as no sad song. Disrespect, I stand strong, you heard? I'm a living blessing. I got ejected from the vehicle, bouncing on the concrete, surrounded by a paramedic. This is how they tell me. I was found balanced backwards. Spinal cord cracked up, I tried to move my legs, but I couldn't get back up. I'm a tough motherfucker. Respect how I'm coming, even though I'm in a chair. Respect my courage. Soon as I open my eyes, my family all around me.
Yo. Pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
He done, he fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride, and fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili, cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. I'm out.